KJAN Sports.
Time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, training facilities and football offices may be shut down at Iowa State and Iowa, but the recruiting season is still in full swing. Both the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes have reeled in several commitments from players entering their senior season of high school.
I think it also goes back to the number one common denominator, and that's relationships. And, you know, I think that we've been really fortunate. You know, we've worked really hard here to get a lot of young players that we've been able to pinpoint and we've been able to engage with at a young age to get them on our campus, whether it's been for a game day visit. You know, we were still able to get, you know, some really quality visits through January.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell, who says they had many of the prospects on campus before the COVID-19 pandemic shut things down.
We feel really good about, I think, where we're at in terms of the 2021 class. And, you know, whether it delays guys' decisions or not, I don't know, but I think we've just continued to be creative and, you know, trying to find ways to continue to connect and engage and, you know, get both players and parents' questions answered about our program.
While many schools are offering virtual tours of campus, Campbell says they've been focused on answering questions.
We really haven't done a whole lot of that. I think more so than anything has been engagement in terms of, you know, players and parents and, you know, getting their questions answered in every facet of our program. Again, not just football, but academically, you know, strength and conditioning-wise, you know, or culturally, and that's been real positive.
Not having recruits on campus this spring has had little impact on an Iowa class that's featured several high-profile commitments in recent days.
Probably spending more time, in one regard, I'm spending more time on the phone with recruits than I would have. But normally, they would have been coming through the building. Just like the pro people would have been coming through. So our recruits, we would have had a lot of traffic during spring practice. So that time's being transferred over to phone conversations now with prospects, one-on-one.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says most of the recruiting is done by phone.
That's a big portion of our staff meetings now when we talk as a staff. So, you know, things get moved around a little bit. And then, obviously, I'm on the phone a lot with our players, guys on our roster right now. So just trying to, you know, stay in touch with them a little bit as best I can. You know, I've got 100 of them, so it's, you know, it's not as lengthy as maybe as you like, but at least, you know, just touching base and seeing how they're doing. So, yeah, time gets transferred a little bit.
And with that said, yesterday Iowa picked up yet another commitment for the class of 2021 as Olathe, Kansas athlete Arland Bruce IV announced his decision Tuesday committing to Iowa. He had other reported offers from Iowa State, Tulsa, and Western Illinois. Bruce is listed as the 58th-ranked athlete and 4th-ranked player in Kansas. He rushed for 2,487 yards and 43 touchdowns this past season and figures to play running back in college. Bruce is now the 13th known commitment for the Hawkeyes. They have the 2nd-ranked class in the Big Ten and the 6th-ranked class nationally, according to 24/7 Sports. A University of Iowa seniors, Hannah Greenlee and Nate Stanley, were named Iowa's Big Ten Medal of Honor winners for 2019-2020, as announced by the Iowa Department of Athletics. The Big Ten Medal of Honor is the conference's most exclusive award and the first of its kind in intercollegiate athletics to recognize academic and athletic excellence. The Big Ten Medal of Honor was first awarded in 1915 to one male and one female student athlete from the graduating class of each university who had attained the greatest proficiency in athletics and scholastic work. Greenlee is a 4-year member of the Iowa rowing team, helping elevate that program to new heights during her tenure. She's gathered academic All-Big Ten honors twice and helped Iowa's rowing team maintain national rankings in 30 straight weeks. Stanley, who's a native of Menominee, Wisconsin, was selected by the Minnesota Vikings in the recently completed 2020 NFL draft. He started all 13 games in 2019, passing for nearly 3,000 yards and 16 touchdowns in all 39 games the past 3 seasons. Iowa posted a 27-12 record in Stanley's 3 seasons as the starting quarterback. He ranks 2nd in career passing touchdowns, career passing yards, career completions, and career pass attempts for his career, and ranks 3rd in career total offense. Stanley is one of 5 quarterbacks in program history to start 3 bowl games in their careers and the 2nd to win all 3 of those. Well, Jameis Winston has found a landing spot. The unrestricted free agent quarterback has agreed to terms on a one-year contract with the New Orleans Saints. Winston was the first overall pick in the 2015 draft and the starting QB for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He'll serve as backup to Drew Brees in New Orleans. Winston is coming off a season in which he led the NFL with 5,100 yards passing and ranked second with 33 touchdown passes, but he also led the NFL in interceptions with 30. And that made Winston the first QB in NFL history to have at least 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions. In five seasons with the Buccaneers, he'd passed for nearly 20,000 yards and 121 touchdowns while throwing 88 interceptions. The Bucs went 28-42 in games that Winston started. Kansas City Chiefs cornerback Bashaud Breeland has been arrested in South Carolina for resisting arrest and other offenses. Breeland, who is from Charlotte, was arrested in York County just south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border. Breeland was also charged with driving with an open container of alcohol, possession of marijuana or hash, and driving without a license. Breeland had seven tackles and an interception in the Chiefs' Super Bowl win over San Francisco 2 months ago. The Kansas City Chiefs have released two-time Pro Bowl punter Dustin Colquitt. Colquitt's 15-year career with the Chiefs allowed him to set numerous franchise records, including the most games played and most postseason appearances. Colquitt posted a farewell on Instagram late Monday in which he said that all things come to an end, sometimes sooner than you hoped, prayed and pleaded for them too. Colquitt stopped short of saying he was retiring. He turns 38 next month. Joe Staley says he's been taken aback by the tributes that have poured in from former 49ers teammates, coaches, and competitors since he announced his retirement. The limelight in the NFL is usually reserved for players who catch, run, or throw the ball, not the behind-the-scenes workers who help make that all happen. But Staley is deserving of it after making six Pro Bowls and 13 all-decade the NFL all-decade team, and also helping the 49ers reach the Super Bowl twice in his 13-year career. The Pittsburgh Steelers have picked up the fifth-year option on all-pro outside linebacker T.J. Watt. He was Pittsburgh's first-round pick in the 2017 draft and is coming off a stellar 2019 season where he had 14.5 sacks and was selected to the Pro Bowl for the second time. The Chicago Bears signed defensive tackle John Jenkins. Jenkins appeared in 16 games and made five starts for Miami last season, getting one sack. He's also played for New Orleans, Seattle, Chicago, and the New York Giants since he entered the league in 2013. The 2021 NFL Draft will be held in Cleveland from April 29th to May 1st. The dates were announced following the completion of a unique stay-at-home draft that went smoothly despite logistical obstacles due to the COVID-19 pandemic. TV ratings soared over the weekend as fans soaked in every moment. The NFL officially awarded Cleveland the 2021 NFL Draft last year. The Browns will be celebrating their 75th anniversary next year. Details are still being finalized, but the draft will be held at locations around First Energy Stadium and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, people familiar with the discussions tell the Associated Press that Major League Baseball is exploring various options that could allow the season to start if the medical situation allows. Included is a plan in which the 30 teams could be split into three regional divisions. Teams could be restricted to playing within their region. That idea, if used, would break up the traditional alignments of the American and National Leagues. It would also cut down on travel. Major League Baseball has told teams that they could decide their own ticket refund policies. Spring training was suspended on March 12th, and the regular season was delayed from its scheduled March 26th start because of the new coronavirus pandemic. A revised schedule has not been announced, and teams had treated the missed games as postponements and not announced any refund policies. And the governor of North Carolina says NASCAR can hold the Coca-Cola 600 without fans at Charlotte Motor Speedway at the end of May if health conditions do not deteriorate in the state. Governor Roy Cooper says he and state public health officials have had discussions with NASCAR and the Speedway. Cooper says he believes the race can go forward on Memorial Day weekend for the 60th consecutive year. NASCAR, like other sports, has been shut down for weeks because of the coronavirus pandemic. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.